Listening Library presents Number the Stars by Lois Lowry, read for you by Blair Brown. 1. Why are you running?
I'll race you to the corner, Ellen.
Anne-Marie adjusted the thick leather pack on her back so that her school books balanced evenly.
Ready?
She looked at her best friend. Ellen made a face.
No,
she said, laughing. You know I can't beat you. My legs aren't as long. Can't we just walk like civilized people? She was a stocky 10-year-old, unlike lanky Anne-Marie.
We have to practice for the athletic meet on Friday. I know I'm going to win the girls' race this week. I was second last week, but I've been practicing every day.
Come on, Ellen, Anne-Marie pleaded, eyeing the distance to the next corner of the Copenhagen street.
Please?
Ellen hesitated, then nodded and shifted her own rucksack of books against her shoulders.
Oh, all right.
Ready? She said.
Go!
Shouted Anne-Marie, and the two girls were off, racing along the residential sidewalk. Anne-Marie's silvery blonde hair flew behind her, and Ellen's dark pigtails bounced against her shoulders.
Wait for me,
wailed little Kirsty, left behind, but the two older girls weren't listening. Anne-Marie outdistanced her friend quickly, even though one of her shoes came untied, as she sped along the street called Østerbrogade, past the small shops and cafes of her neighborhood, here in northeast Copenhagen. Laughing, she skirted an elderly lady in black who carried a shopping bag made of string. A young woman pushing a baby in a carriage moved aside to make way. The corner was just ahead. Anne-Marie looked up, panting, just as she reached the corner. Her laughter stopped. Her heart seemed...